Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
Open Arms from Journey. Shannon Lutz with the music this week. Debbie Lutz with the music next week. Mary Jane Furches with the music in 2 weeks. Of course, Mary Jane, the wife of movie Mike Furches, who will be in on Wednesday of next week for his bi-monthly segment about movies, pop culture, television, everything you want to know.
Speaking of which, I got a little breaking news.
Max, is this worth the breaking?
Yeah.
Max, let's hear the breaking news. Max is great, isn't he? What is it?
Actor Peter Fonda has passed away at age 79.
Well, that is sad. That's certainly worthy of breaking news.
Yeah. Peter Fonda.
Who was basically, give me his... Now I got to look up Peter Fonda.
Easy Rider.
Right. He was basically known for that movie. A guy that did a lot of work back in that era, but Easy Rider was his claim to fame.
He was planning a concert and screening for the 50th anniversary of that movie next month.
Really?
Yes. So sad. Sad news.
Co-wrote, starred in Easy Rider, directed by Dennis Hopper. You forget about that.
Who we've also lost fairly recently.
Not too long ago. You talk about a trio of guys. You got Peter Fonda, Dennis Hopper, and Jack Nicholson. Come on, man.
As good as it gets.
Now, for you, not really.
Not really, but hey.
I'll
throw you guys a bone.
Well, yeah, throw me a bone on that one.
I did.
Because... for me, from my era, now those guys are all significantly older than me, but as a kid, you looked up to them and you said, man, those guys are cool.
Of course.
The epitome of cool. All three of them. Peter.
Dennis Hopper was not.
Oh, my God.
Cool?
Of course.
Oh, come on.
Max, was Dennis Hopper cool? Of course he was.
No, he wasn't.
Of course he was.
Dennis Hopper?
Yes.
I can't even imagine.
Dennis Hopper, born in Dodge City, Kansas, by the way. Were you aware of that?
Not before I looked it up. Also a 5'9". Come on.
You can't be. Well, then you're not cool. Well, at 5'7".
Of course I'm not. I'm 5'8½".
So you have to be tall to be cool?
I don't know, but I just never. He never struck me as cool, Dennis Hopper. But I kind of saw the end of his career, not the prime years.
Dennis Hopper was the epitome of cool, as was Jack Nicholson, and as was the late Peter Fonda.
Jack Nicholson still is.
Oh, I wish Jack was in his... Jack hadn't made a movie in almost 10 years now.
Wasn't The Bucket List the last one?
Nah, I thought he made one after that.
Maybe.
All this show is who can get to Twitter quickest.
You're looking on Twitter for Jack Nicholson's filmography?
Who can get to Google? Whoever, whatever. Here's the movies he's made since 2000.
Oh, yeah. How do you know? I love it.
Something's Gotta Give, The Departed, The Bucket List, Anger Management, The Pledge, About Schmidt. How Do You Know was his most recent movie.
And nobody likes that movie but me. Have you seen it?
That's the Jack Nicholson movie that I have not seen.
Well, I think
you'd like
it. Which
is embarrassing to me.
Reese Witherspoon's in it. Paul Rudd's in it.
Yeah, but Jack's barely in it, isn't he?
Owen Wilson's in it. He's got a relatively.
I'm going to tell you, we're going to rank. You know what next week's top 10 is?
What?
Mine is Jack Nicholson movie.
Then I'll do Owen Wilson.
How do you put Owen Wilson in the same room, sentence, thought?
Owen Wilson
with Jack Nicholson.
Really, he's good. What's wrong with Owen Wilson? Just because he plays
Jack Nicholson or Owen Wilson? Who's the better actor?
Jack Nicholson.
By about how many times?
1.5.
3,000 times better?
No, Owen Wilson's a fine actor.
I'm looking at these movies that Jack Nicholson was in, and it's going to be so hard to rank them. Although I have an easy number one, which is my favorite movie of all time.
Have I done? I think I've done Owen Wilson movies before. I got to do Paul.
Jeff, there is no one in our listening audience who gives a damn.
I got to do Paul
about Owen Wilson.
That's not true, and you know
that's
not true.
There's no one.
You know that's not true. It's not even worth dignifying with a response.
I thought you did Owen Wilson.
I did, so I'm going to do Paul Rudd.
Now Paul Rudd's got chops.
What does he have that Owen Wilson doesn't?
He's funnier.
Paul Rudd is the same guy in every movie.
Paul Rudd is funnier.
I don't.
That's my opinion. Paul Rudd makes me laugh.
Okay.
Although I did love Wedding Crashers. So
why?
Because it's hilarious.
I don't understand that one.
I can't believe that you don't understand it.
My mom used to say about Ben Stiller, like, I don't get it. With Meet the Parents and Something About Mary, and eventually I came around to that. But Wedding Crashers, I don't get it. What's funny about
it? Hilarious. Just so good. Thank you. Any chance that you'll get a ticket to go to Field of Dreams and watch the Yankees and White Sox next time?
Probably not. But, I mean,
but won't it be the coolest thing ever?
Yeah, it'll be great.
The fact that somebody had this idea of, We're gonna have a baseball game there. We're gonna go in and build a stadium essentially on this amazing property in the middle of Iowa, and we're gonna actually put a major league game on this.
Yeah, I love it. Why are you just
now getting around to that? Baseball needs more of that.
Well, a lot of people complained
because it's sacred ground.
Because this isn't what kids will get into because they don't know Field of Dreams. Like, who cares? Not every move you make has to be to draw in a younger audience. Sometimes you just do stuff because
younger audience will love that. We will gather League 42 kids, and we might have a watch party and talk about that situation. Here's Mike. Mike, you're on the drive.
Hey, guys. Hey, I'd go with Paul Rudd as being funnier than Owen or Owen Wilson. I do want to put my two cents in about the coolness factor of one Dennis Hopper. I love Dennis Hopper. Don't get me wrong. I think he was too volatile. He came across as too volatile in his roles or maybe his personal life to be cool. I mean, to me, the epitome of cool, if you want to be epitome of cool, let's go with the classic definition, and that's Steve McQueen. Nobody was cooler than Steve McQueen.
Let me ask you this, Mike. Based on what you hear on radio, am I cool?
Well, you're both cool, but I would.
I'm not asking about both of us. Answer the question that was directly put in front of you.
I think you're a little too volatile to be cool.
What does volatile have to do with it?
You're too up in people's faces as far as being opinionated, and I'm not saying that's bad.
Go to hell, Mike. Thank you. We appreciate the call.
I'm up in Mike, relax. It wasn't that funny.
It was fairly funny.
It's okay.
Looking up some of Dennis Hopper's roles.
Hoosiers.
Yeah, he was great in Hoosiers. Here's Tyson. Tyson, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Hey, the Boston and New York game, Field of Dreams, I think that's an awesome idea. Do you guys know if that's televised?
I would guarantee you that it will be televised, yes.
Okay.
And if it's not nationally televised, it'll be regionally televised.
It'll be nationally.
But it'll be nationally televised. This will be one of the big events of the summer next year.
Yeah, definitely, most definitely. I think it's an awesome idea. Another thing, my nephew is from Arkansas, and he plays on a little 9U team down there. And they actually played a tournament on what they call the Sandlot, and it's a replica of the Sandlot field in the Sandlot. They said it was awesome. They actually had a cow that ran across the outfield, and it was just kind of a fun tournament for kids to actually get to play on a field like that, and they said it was a great time for those kids.
Thank you, Tyson. We appreciate
it. Nice.
There's something you can do for five questions someday. Get one of those young child actors from the Sandlot.
Okay.
Well, yeah, work on it. You think everything just comes easily? Here's Pastor Mike. Pastor Mike, is there a work ethic that Jeff's missing?
No, Jeff's a hard worker, but sometimes he sounds like he's kind of lazy maybe, but he's not.
Wow.
No, he's not. He's a hard worker, so he can't help it. Hey, have you ever been to the Field of Dreams field?
No.
I have been there, and I guess they'll just have to plow up all the corn, because that's what's kind of cool about it, is there's not much, really isn't really any outfield. It's just all corn up to almost a full infield. So in the movie, it's farther back, probably another 100 feet back, the corn, and now it's up
right
close. They've kept it simple. In fact, if you are not looking for it, you cannot find it. I mean, it is literally that the city doesn't hype it up. I mean, it is, it looks like there are more signs for Clapp Park in Wichita than there are for a Field of Dreams field in Iowa. Yeah, it really is. You got a little gift shop, and it's, and they had a lot of dads and sons playing catch up there when I was there. Not a lot, but probably five or six families where dad and son went out there and played catch. That's what you and Jeff need to do for a bucket list. Go out and play catch there, just like Kevin Costner did with
It's not a bad idea, Pastor Mike. We might do that.
Yeah, you should.
I'm in.
It'd be worthwhile.
Thank you.
You have to ride the car with him for a while.
We'll drive separately.
That sounds good.
You know, something. So anyway, it's cool. I'm looking forward to that too, because that is a neat place there in Iowa. We went on the way to Chicago, kind of veered off to find it, and it was cool. They built it, and we came. So,
there you go.
Perfect.
Thanks for your call. We appreciate it, as always. We'll get in a break now.
Josh Gordon reinstated by the NFL. He's eligible to return to the
Patriots.
Well,
you're just breaking all kinds
of right?
You like that, don't you?
I do. Max is happy.
When we return, it's time for our weekly installment of Five Questions, a staple of our final segment on Fridays. Troy Houtman, Director of Parks and Recreation for the City of Wichita, our guest next. You're listening to The Drive on KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.